Tango Tango Papa 2044, December 1, 2019.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from Lexington, Nebraska. So it's been, I think, just a bit over a month since the last podcast. So I have been keeping busy with work, as always. A few days ago, I was at home and I took my time off. Came back to work, and so I will be taking my vacation. I think I'm supposed to be home by the 15th, December 15th, to begin my vacation. I think I've got a dental appointment. I believe I have to look at my calendar. I think I've got a dental appointment, I think on the 16th, a dental cleaning appointment, maybe. I may be wrong. I have to look. I know I've got some sort of an appointment. Maybe it's an eye exam. Maybe, I think that's what it is. I think it's my annual eye exam that's coming up on, let's see here. No, that's the wrong month. Yes, my annual eye exam is coming up on December the 16th, and then what I'm planning on doing is kind of a repeat of last year, driving down to South Texas to hang out with my parents for probably about nine to ten days, and then I'll come back home and allow myself enough time to kind of settle back down a little bit, and then scheduled to go back to work on January 4th. So that basically replicates the same days that I took off last year. That seemed to work pretty good, and so I'm going to be doing that again. So in any case, there really hasn't been much going on. kind of the way I like it, really. No, you know, as little to no drama as possible. And so that's pretty much the way it's been. Of course, it's weather-wise, it has kind of turned colder, and I've not really been in any bad weather. I've seen a few snowflakes and some freezing temperatures right here where I'm at Lexington, Nebraska. I don't know, earlier the temperature, it was above freezing. I don't know what it is right now. I guess I can look here on the phone and see what it says. But there's a little bit of a breeze, so it's kind of, you know, there's some wind chill. There's definitely some wind chill going on here. Well, now it's 24, so it's dropped quite a bit. It's supposed to get down tonight. It's supposed to get down to 17. And, yeah, 16, I guess, would be the overnight low. And then it's going to warm up to tomorrow afternoon, mid-afternoon, 42 degrees, according to Google. So, and they've had some... they have had some snow here, and I guess yesterday it was like there was lots of snow, and it was, you know, kind of coming down, and it was super windy, and they actually had the interstate closed, Interstate 80. Parts of it were closed in Nebraska. Not the parts I were in. I spent last night at Lincoln, at the company terminal. Our company terminal's in Lincoln. And so I'm hoping to go back, you know, kind of end up back in Lincoln. Now, the load I'm waiting for picks up maybe tomorrow, you know, or late tomorrow night, as late as late tomorrow night here in Lexington. And then it's just a short load. It goes to Omaha, delivers to Omaha. I don't think they have a delivery time yet. And so once I deliver it, then I'm going to go back to Lincoln. Of course, there, you know, it's maybe like 45, 50 miles between Omaha and Lincoln. So I go back to Lincoln. The truck needs some work. The A service is due. That's where they kind of grease everything and check everything over. And I've been having some problems with the fuel-fired bunk heater. Sometimes people call, or I don't know, there's a Wabasco. I don't know if that's the actual brand of it, but in any case, it runs on diesel fuel, and you know, the things are pretty efficient. The problem with them is that they're very finicky, so they're always, it seems like, you know, periodically they're always kind of causing problems. So I have been having some problems the past couple of months with, you know, since I've been trying to use it. There's been a few times where it doesn't want to start, or it'll kind of quit during the middle of the night, or, you know, and I have to fiddle with it to get it going again. And so far I've always been able to get it to work, but you know, if it gets really cold, can I really trust it? That may be a problem. So, yeah, I don't want to get in a situation where it's super cold and can't get the thing to work. You know, that's not a that's not a good situation. So, you know, and then the other problem I've been having, windshield is kind of leaking pretty bad. It's, you know, not a problem as long as I don't have any. I have this bad habit of putting, you know, like a clipboard with the papers and stuff up in front of, between the dash, the front of the dash and the windshield. There's a nice size slot where you can kind of stack things in, you know, kind of put things in there. And even in the slightest amount of rain, the papers will get wet. And so now I have to be really conscious if there's any chance that there's going to be raindrops. I kind of move things away from the windshield. So, and it has fogged up a few times on the inside, and I think that's because it's just, there's a problem with it. It's just not sealed properly. So see if they can do something about that. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else, but you know, so there's just a couple of items. And you know, it really does, you know, this heater thing is probably the most critical. Now, it's working fine right now. I've got it kind of cranked up, and it's been working fine so far. So I think it'll probably continue to work, but like I say, I don't really trust the thing because it has kind of been messing up. Now, right now, it's got a little, there's a little display, like a little LCD display in the sleeper in the back here, where there's some other, you know, there's some other controls. And so it's got this little LCD display, and it's got two little LEDs, one on each side of the display in the top corners. And so one of them, when you enable the thing, it says on there enabled on the little LCD display, and then it changes to a green color. And then just now it was red when I looked at it. It was on the other side, and indicating there might have been a fault. But now it's flipped back over to green, so I've never noticed it doing that before until just a few days ago. But whenever it has gone into a complete fault mode where it won't work at all, then the red light is lit, and it'll actually, sometimes on the display itself, it says that it's in some sort of a fault mode. And typically what I had to do is just sort of restart it, and then it kind of worked again. But I think the problem, these things are notorious for kind of building up carbon inside, and then the thing, you know, then it won't, because it's actually burning diesel fuel, and so that it actually won't ignite, because it, you know, it has a, you know, some sort of a flame, a chamber with flame in it, and so the thing, you know, if, you know, periodic, you know, sometimes it just won't light up. And then there's been a few times where when I first started up it, you'd think the truck was on fire, because it's got a little exhaust out the back under, you know, the back of the cab, and you know, behind the cab, in between the cab and the trailer, it's got this little exhaust tube. And there's been a few times where that thing is just initially it's just pouring out smoke, you know, and you'd think that the truck was on fire. There's so much smoke, you know, but that usually clears up within a few minutes. When it does that, it doesn't do that every time. So I think it's time for them to take a look at that, and maybe they have to take the thing apart and overhaul it, because that's I've had a number of these over the years in different trucks, and that's typically what they have to do. And so that's a job that can take takes them a few hours to do that, or at least that's been my experience. So hoping to get the, you know, the maintenance has to be done periodically on the truck, and that's just the way it is. And it's just, it's easy to try to put off. The dispatchers will, you know, the operations people will try to put the maintenance off sometimes. If they can, they'll try it, but eventually it has, you know, it just needs to be done, and I just kind of have to be insistent that it gets done. So anyway, that's what's going to be happening with me in the next couple of days. And then, you know, once they get the thing out of the shop, you know, and it shouldn't be in there too long. Once they get the thing out of the shop, and then you know, then they can send me on some other loads. And like I say, I'm supposed to be home by the 15th, so to begin my vacation. So I've got a little like a 60-second or less message from Joel, and so I've already listened to it, but we'll listen to it again. So here is Joel.
Good morning, Tom, and I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're getting to spend some time with your mom and your dad and the rest of your family today. But if you don't, happy Thanksgiving to you anyway. And the one thing I will not do for my Thanksgiving is kill it. And where am I going with that? It's just sad to me nowadays that it seems like some people, maybe the liberal left, seem to have to take all the goodness out of everything, including Thanksgiving. I'm not going to do that, though. That's about the only thing I want to say about that. I'm just going to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you, Joel. So, I think I know what you're kind of hinting at, talking about not killing Thanksgiving. What you have, you know, the problem that we've all had, and it's gotten worse over time, is, and I used to, you know, kind of suffer from it, probably as much or maybe even more than some people would, is listening to the media. And it's so tempting to, you know, but, and especially now, because we've got the smart devices, and we're, you know, we're carrying our you know, kind of the ultimate convergence device around in our pockets all the time, which is the you know, the modern smartphone. That is the ultimate convergence device. And it's so tempting, it's so easy to want to look at the various things. And what I've managed to do pretty well is wean myself away from all that stuff. So I actually, over the past number of months, I would, I still had Drudge Report kind of loaded on the phone, so I could just tap on an icon and it would pop up. And I got to where I wouldn't even look at it. Something's happened with Matt Drudge, by the way. I noticed it several months ago. Some of the articles that and I'm sure it was not just him. There's probably an organization behind him. I'm sure he has employees that were being posted just no longer matched what appealed to me. Because that was the genius of Drudge. And it was for many years that. He seemed to have a really good sense of what a large swath of Americans wanted to see in terms of news stories. And so some time back, it got kind of weird, and he had these, you'd still have some of the political stories, but you'd also, you'd have these weird technology type stories and weird type of stories. It was the kind of stories that would like rubberneck type things, is what the kind of the way I classify them. It's for the same reason that people you're driving along and you see an accident, and then people all the people want it, the traffic almost stops because they all want to see if there's any blood and gore, and it even happened, if there's an accident on the other side of the freeway, everybody that's going the other way shouldn't be affected by it, but they're all slamming their brakes on and looking to see if they can see some blood and guts. They're looking for drama, something out of the ordinary. And so, you get the rubberneck phenomena. And so Drudge started posting stories like that, and it seemed like it was more and more. And then in even more recent months, it's almost like he's suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, where he's got anti-Trump articles. And now he's even got, I was watching this video and they pointed out that, because I deleted I haven't looked in Drudge, I deleted the link to it. So I no longer have an icon, don't even think about clicking on it anymore. But in any case, someone in one of the videos that I was watching pointed out that he had a story that was, kind of trying to make everybody believe that the Black Friday, so-called Black Friday sales had dropped. Economy's horrible and it's Trump's fault, and he's linking to a bunch of CNN type articles and, typical fake news stuff. And so something's happened to Drudge. I saw there was another article I saw today that the traffic on DrudgeReport.com is way down. It's down like, at least 15%. So it's down from at a peak. Maybe it was close to 100, like 90 to 100,000 or million views per, and I don't know what the timeline was. Now it's down to like 77 million or something like that. So it's down. There's a lot of people that are just stepping away from it. So, but I've kind of weaned myself away from that. I very rarely open up Facebook. I don't look at the news feed anymore when I do. And the only reason that I still have Facebook on my phone is because I've got relatives that are on there, and occasionally it's kind of handy to be able to look and see what they're up to. And I do make some use of Facebook Messenger with some friends and family, and a little bit of use of that, and it's actually more handy than Facebook itself. So, but I just cut myself off from all that because it's all negative, the people that, because I did see I do still look through my email and I see some headlines, and I know that Kaepernick was, mad because he didn't, none of the sports teams picked him up. And so he was mad about that maybe. And so there was a thing where he was saying that he was participating in some kind of un-Thanksgiving day and, you know, whatever. Who cares? You know, why is it that people worship? Why do they idolize? Because that's what it is. It's worship. Why do people idolize these people? Why do people, you know, and it's people, it's the same people that claim to have values and what have you. They're worshiping these stupid sports figures, you know, and different entertainers. They worship them. That's what the whole, you know, and it's in the language. Oh, they idolize this person or idolize that person. You're worshiping them. You know, that's a sin. You're missing the mark. You know, we're not supposed to idolize other human beings. We're not supposed to idolize people, places, or things. And, of course, that's what you do, by the way, when you resent. You know, you may not think of it that way, but that's what you do when you resent any person, place, or thing. You're actually idolizing it. Whether you like it or not, you might as well have a golden calf that you worship in the corner of your room. You know, because it's the same difference. Whether you're resenting whatever it is, or you think you love whatever it is, or you glorify it. But basically, you are glorifying when you resent. You just don't think of it that way, but that's what you're doing. Because resentment comes packaged with its own denial mechanism, as I've often said. So the best thing to do is just shut all of it off. Turn it off. You know, and don't, you know, we've got enough alternative stuff. I've got enough alternative stuff that I can keep if I need to, you know, and I do watch a lot of different YouTube videos. On quite a wide variety of topics. A lot of it's, and I'm not watching the cat videos. I don't go in for that stuff, but I watch a lot of scientific type stuff, philosophical type stuff. There's audiobooks that you can listen to on there. By the way, there's a great audiobook that, someone pointed out to me that it's on YouTube that you can listen to for free. And it's G.K. Chesterton. And it's the name of it's an interesting, it was a fiction book. It's a short book. It's like six and a half hours. The Man Who Was Thursday, A Nightmare is the subtitle. So it's The Man Who Was Thursday is the title, and then A Nightmare is the subtitle by G.K. Chesterton. And it's a very interesting book. It's a fiction. And what and it's probably best if you listen to that thing and then, you know, kind of listen also to the different people that have videos that are kind of talking about it, because what he tried to do, what G.K. Chesterton attempted to do with that was represent in the form of these characters. He was using the characters to represent various they were more or less moral and religious elements. And so it's a very very interesting book, and it's got some really, I found, you know, it has some really interesting takeaways. One of the phrases that one of the characters used in the book, you know, in this book, is brilliant. You know, mixing ignorance with intellectualism. You know, that's brilliant, because people are doing that all the time. You know, G.K. Chesterton, this was written, you know, he published this in 1908. over 100 years ago, and he was kind of talking, you know, about the sort of the downfall of the then modern society. And he, you know, he was, you know, in some of his he's got plenty of nonfiction books as well. He often lamented the fact that, you know, and it was sort of detailing how things were sort of, you know, the morals were breaking down even then. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to, you know, you could say, well, he was either way ahead of his time. Well, no, he wasn't. Because the same elements that were, you know, it's the same, you know, the only thing that's gotten better, we have better technology, we've got better knowledge, we've got better scientific knowledge. In many cases, we've got better technical knowledge, we've got better technology. Socially, same stuff. Just, you know, same stuff, different day. You know, it's a different century. Same exact kind of things. You know, he was talking about how the ultimate aim of the left, if it has its way, is it's not to, you know, the ultimate aim is to not just to control you. The ultimate aim is to wipe you out. You know, if the left, you know, could have its way, it would be a murder suicide. You know, and even then people were thinking that the earth would just be better off without any human beings. And then the animals would just have their little animal utopia. And so that, you know, that thought has been around for, you know, you could see where it goes. It's easy to pick it out. It's easy to see what's behind it. And that thought's been around, you know, ever since human beings have been around. So these same two, you know, the same forces are at work. But so G.K. Chesterton, and there's a number of different audio books by G.K. Chesterton on YouTube, and you know, that are free, and it's all in the public domain because these were published like 100 years ago or more. So and he's really an excellent writer. So it's easy for me to just kind of skip the stuff, and then the news that I do watch, there's some YouTube channels. One of the YouTube channels that's really good is to keep you caught up on the news is the Black Conservative Patriot. Just look up Black Conservative Patriot on YouTube. The guy is excellent. He puts a lot of work into it, and he really kind of makes it as succinct as possible and really informative. And you get a really good sense of what's actually going on from day to day, and without all of the brainwashing, without all the propaganda, without all of the garbage. And but the problem, you know, whether it's sports figures or whoever it is, people get, you know, or even if it's it could be a relative or a friend. And by the way, I really, if somebody tries to talk, you know, like a relative, like with my parents, for example, try to argue politics with me, I shut it down. I will not argue with them. You know, and I would suggest to anybody, do not argue with friends or family about politics. I don't care how wrong you think they are. Do not argue with them. Shut the conversation down. Walk away from it, because no good will ever come of it. Because one of the things that people do, and they do it in other ways as well, sort of non-political ways, but they create, like with Trump, for example, and the Trump derangement syndrome, they've got this, this sort of a false caricature, straw man, of what they think Trump is. Sort of created in their mind, they've got this sort of a false version of what they think Trump is, and everything sort of reinforces it, and it's called ideological possession. And so you get these maybe five or six kind of axioms in their mind. You know, someone that's ideologically possessed, they got the, you know, they've got their axioms. And then every little thing that happens, they'll either, some things they can ignore, and other things, reinforce their axiom. And so then they can go on being ideologically possessed. And so you'll never argue them out of it. It's best just to shut it off. Not waste your time. Don't argue with them. Just cut it off. And it's not worth it. It really isn't worth it. So I'm telling that to everybody now. And I'm, by the way, there's a lot of people that have told me that they're doing this on their own, that they've shut these arguments off with themselves, with their own friends and family. They've come to the same conclusion. But it's best just to cut that stuff out. Because it's not doing you any good to be propagandized, and turn it off. Because it's worse than ever, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get, it's going to get way worse before there's any potential chance that it's going to get better. It's just going to continue to get worse. So you might as well if you shut it off and you really carefully control what you give your interest and attention to, if you're really careful about that, then you'll find that you really enjoy existence a whole lot more. But the only reason these people have any power at all, why would Copernic have power? Is it because the media is giving him the time of day? Not that's not really at the root of it. The reason that he had any power at all was because people were worshiping him because he's a sports figure. They worship, they're idolizing the sports figure. And they're idolizing the guy has talent for something or other with sports. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I don't care. And if it were up to me, sports wouldn't even exist because I have zero interest in it. I've never had any interest in sports at all. So, if everyone in the world had the same attitudes as I did, sports wouldn't even exist. And any other thing, these people, the people that are ideologically possessed have their slogans. You can think of a slogan as sort of when you hear a slogan, especially a political slogan, sort of like the battle cry of the dead. And that's, you hear the leftist political slogans. One of the things I did see in an email, some of them are talking about, well, we need to rebrand. Global warming didn't work and climate change hasn't really worked. So they're going to try to rebrand it and make it more apocalyptic. And so they're talking about we'll call it global, we can call it global climate collapse. That'll make it sound worse and maybe get people to pay better attention. Global climate collapse. That's probably the problem with that. It's a bit of a tongue twister. The best, again, stop watching that stuff. Turn it off. Cancel your cable subscription. Cancel your satellite subscription. Stop looking at these websites. Get rid of the, apps on your phone. There's more than enough content where you can filter that stuff out. you can filter the propaganda out. And the interesting thing about, you know, that propaganda, or, you know, and that kind of ties in with hypnosis. The interesting thing about it is that if you take the hypnosis away, if you take the pressure away, the hypnosis, if you, let's say you're hypnotized to a certain extent, it wears off. It begins to wear off, and it will wear off if you take the, if you take the pressure away, it wears off. You know, so that's the thing to do, is just shut it off. And you know, why would you concern yourself with people that are insane? Why would you concern, you know, engage with people that have lost their minds? And they have. And it's, like I say, it's going to get worse. So the only, you know, we are the ones that end up giving these people power. And so you take the power away, you take your attention away, and their power goes away. They have zero power at all. So that's the thing to do, is just, you know, you want a New Year's resolution, just shut that stuff off. And really, really do it. Don't just say, well, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to try to do it, and then fall back into the habit. You know, it is possible to just completely eliminate that stuff, especially the, you know, if you're looking at websites or what have you, that, you know, it's probably going to end up, you know, being some kind of propaganda or news or whatever. Just, you know, turn it off, filter it out. It's worthless. It's just propaganda. You know, we are not like, if you live in like a Cuba, for example. You know, they had these speakers that they would put everywhere in public places where you couldn't, and they'd have like really loud volume where you could not, you know, Fidel Castro, when he was still alive, would talk for hours and people couldn't escape it because they had these speakers everywhere and it was really loud and it was hard to get away from. And I'm sure the same thing probably happened in the Soviet Union. I don't know, maybe North Korea. We don't have that, so you can, it is possible to filter that stuff out, but they rely on you, in our case, they rely on you being addicted to it. You got to have new information coming in all the time, you know, and, but, you know, be very selective about what you put in your mind, you know, because there's another interesting little thing, you know, when you got to be very careful when you, because of the way the brain works, the way it functions, you got to be very careful about what you do, because you do something just a few times, and in your brain, actually, the way it works, it's almost like you can think of it this way. It's sort of like it creates this little machine. You know, if you're in, and very quickly, you can end up bringing, you know, kind of making a new behavior. You know, kind of enabling a new, you know, sort of, you know, people talk about, well, you need to make, form new habits or whatever. You can actually do it, but you got to be very careful about it. You got to be very careful about what, you know, what you allow to come into your mind, as well as the really critical part is how you react to it, because that also factors in, you know, how, what your reaction is. And if you resent whatever it is, whatever let's say it's propaganda or whatever, you resent it, then it's in your mind to stay. Sorry, you know you're going to play hell trying to get rid of it. Especially if you get up, you know, you get upset with it. But people think that's a defense somehow, and it's, of course, it's exactly the opposite. it is not, you know, resentment is not a defense. Resentment is how you, it's how you lose. You're actually, as I said before, you're actually idolizing whatever it is that you, the people, places, and things that you're upset with. So, anyway, let's see here. I'm just kind of looking through my, I made myself a few little notes here, trying to make sure that I didn't miss anything. Let's see. I guess not. So, in any case, I think that's probably going to do it for now. Yep, I think so. Here's, I don't know where I got this from. Millennial, and I don't know, I may have thought this up myself or I may have heard it somewhere, I don't know, but I wrote it down. Millennials are the love child of immaturity and entitlement. So I don't know if I heard that somewhere or I may have, that thought may have just popped into my mind, but I think that's pretty good. I need to pop that onto Facebook. So, anyhow, I think I'm going to cut this off. I, you know, the load that I'm picking up doesn't pick up until sometime tomorrow. Well, maybe either late tomorrow. It depends, you know, because it's a drop and hook type thing, so they could load it early, or maybe they will, maybe they won't. It could be, see, today's the 1st. So it could load as late as like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on the 3rd, which that would be Tuesday morning. You have to see, today's Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday, so it could be as late as that. Don't know. So I'll just have to wait and see. But anyhow, hope everyone is having a great weekend. Hope you have a great week. And I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.
Does your life suck? Is it a living hell to be you? Do you ever wish you could just end it all? Or do you have that pesky aging parent, nagging wife, or insolent brat of a kid you wish you could just eliminate? If so, know that you are not alone. Planned Parenthood proudly announces a new business unit, Planned Parenthood Death Centers. At Planned Parenthood Death Centers, we can help you overcome life's mistakes. At Planned Parenthood Death Centers, we believe that every life should be a planned and wanted life. Planned Parenthood Death Centers, coming soon to a location near you.
All services must be prepaid in advance, cash only.